9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Speaking of good stories, a good story on Good Morning America the other day. Now, the way I heard this, and we say good morning and welcome into to Ed Jekyll. Ed Jekyll from Prudential Joseph R. Carucci Real Estate. First of all, Ed, welcome back to the show. You're a two-time offender now.
Thanks, Mike.
Good to have you, by the way. And now let's talk a little bit about this. The report that I heard was that Utica, New York was the most affordable housing in America. But you tell me that the report said, now, and you know, I heard it after several different layers, so you know how the story always changes. You heard that it's the best place to buy a home.
The best place to buy a home in the USA.
The best place. Now, that speaks volumes. If that doesn't get you excited about Utica, New York.
And it's great for both buyers and sellers. And the reason it's considered the best place to buy in America.
Okay.
Beside affordability, and we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest issue is in the Utica-Rome area, only one in 8,000 mortgages are in foreclosure.
Wow.
Okay? That's incredible.
Wow.
The next person on the list is Charleston, West Virginia, and they have one in 2,500 that are in foreclosure.
So we're way ahead of even second place.
Way ahead of second place. Mm. But now on the other side of it, you know those places that everybody said, oh, great markets?
Yeah, Vegas and
Las Vegas.
And the like.
Let's
yep.
take
yeah, sure.
Las Vegas, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
One in 25 mortgages are in foreclosure.
Wow, did people just get in over their head? How did that happen? It's obviously it was a booming house market for a long time. Did it just catch up?
Well, it's that bubble that you hear about,
mm-hmm.
the bubble burst. And one of the reasons it was such a robust market, a lot of second home buyers were there. A lot of people bought condos. A lot of people bought on speculation. And the prices were going up 10, 15, 20% in a year.
Wow.
So everybody was trying to jump on that bandwagon.
Hmm.
So all of a sudden, the bubble had to bust.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. So when you hear this report on Good Morning America, does this come as a shock to you? Because let's face it, you really have your thumb on the pulse of home buying in the area. You need to know these things. But was it just kind of a surprise to hear that?
It was so great to hear it on national TV. We had actually gotten a report from Kiplinger's Financial,
mm-hmm.
and we saw that back in November.
Mm.
All the good reasons for buying in the Utica-Rome market. But Good Morning America took quite a few things into consideration to decide what is the best place to buy in America, the safest. And one of the reasons was the foreclosure rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have no foreclosures here. The other thing was that while most prices are dropping nationwide, in fact, last year, house prices dropped 7% nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
The Utica-Rome area went up 1.7%.
Wow.
So you're saying not only if you bought last year, you didn't lose any equity on your purchase,
mm-hmm.
you actually gained some.
So it's good for home buyers.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, going on and looking at the websites and comparing us to other cities, looking at the home that you can get, though, for the dollar you spend, and I don't know if you measure these things in square footage or how you measure the cost of homes and value them against other cities, but it seems like you can get an awful lot for your dollar right here in Utica, New York.
Oh, you can. You can. But you can't go just by price.
Okay.
Because there's a couple of markets like Detroit. Detroit with the housing, with the problems in the auto industry. For the last couple of years, house prices there have dropped tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a median-priced home in Detroit for $54,000.
Really?
Yeah. But the reason it's not one of the safest places is you have roughly one in 30 mortgages in foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to sell that house, you're competing with a bank.
Sure.
And it's awful hard to win against the bank.
Sure. Yep.
But in the Utica-Rome area, house prices went up. You can get a lot for your house. In fact, they went on and did it on affordability. And they do it. They take the median price of a home,
mm-hmm.
and they figure out the average family income for the area. And they felt that a house could be bought in the Utica-Rome area for just over two years of an average family income. Where if you go to some place like California, where maybe your average house price is $400,000, and maybe your average family income is $100,000, higher than the Utica-Rome area.
Right.
But it would still take you 5 or 6 years to buy that home.
Right, right. So let's talk a little bit more about the, you know, best place to buy statement. What does that do for us? I mean, we know that it's good news for you. You're in the real estate business. But what does that mean as you see it, for the city of Utica? Does that mean all of a sudden that, you know, business starts to follow in, and, you know, people in, you know, corporate America start to pay attention to this kind of thing? Hey, wait a minute. This is one of the best places to buy a home. So why don't we set up shop there? Is this going to, you know?
It affects everything.
Okay.
Retirees are one of the first people to kind of take a look at these figures. Wow, I can buy something affordable in this area, and my investment is safe. People that might be looking to relocate to the area as far as corporations and stuff like that say, wait a second, there is an abundance of homes at a good price for our people, you know, and it's a safe investment for them. It's a plus for everybody that's looking at the area.
Well, I think that the rest of the country is going to, probably within the next couple of years, you know, find out what a well-kept secret we are. And I know that's kind of an overused cliche.
So.
It really is an overused cliche, but give me a couple of good reasons right now to not live in Utica. I can give you one right now, and I'll look outside and I'll say it's the snow. Other than that, I can't come up with a good reason not to live in this city. Well, I really can't.
On Christmas Day, they said that 49 states in the United States had snow. So, you know, at least we're able to cope with it.
Yeah, but those states and cities don't have it in July like we do.
No, so, that's true. You never know what's going to happen around here. But
I posed that question, and I really wanted to, you know, to do a phone topic on this. Because quite often you will hear people complain about the city, but it's just, they're people that complain out of hand. They complain all the time. They complain about everything. If you put $1 million in their lap, they'd complain that it's not in 20s. So you hear that complaint often. So that's a legitimate question to my listeners, and I guess to you as well. Can you give me a good reason not to live in this city?
Well, a lot of people complain about the area because they haven't gone to other places to
see
what it's like.
Thank you. Yes.
They don't know what the other markets are like. Mm-hmm. We do. We keep an eye on them. Some of the other things are, crime, you know, although everybody, you talk to somebody from Utica, oh, there's crime. Not like there is any place else.
Right, exactly.
They talk down about the schools, and yet when you see the schools listed on a national survey of city schools, they rank right up in the top.
Absolutely.
It is a great place to live.
Right. Good time to buy a home. I keep hearing that everywhere I turn, everyone's saying this is the best time to buy a home right now. You know, there's homes out there. They're inexpensive. You can get the money. It's the best time to buy a home. What do you say?
It really is.
Right.
You know, where else can you get interest rates that are below 4% or right around 4%?
Wow.
You can get an FHA loan with as little as 3%, 3.5% down.
Wow.
Yeah. But the thing is, you have to have good credit.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been paying your bills on time, if you're behind a month or two in your credit cards, if you've got your credit cards at a maximum, you're not going to score a good credit rating.
Right.
And those rates are not going to be available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the banks are not taking chances like they did before on somebody with a credit score of, let's say, 500.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be able to get a mortgage 2-3 years ago. Now you need a credit score of about 650, 680.
Mm. A lot goes into buying a home. And, you know, I think for a lot of people it's almost confusing. But that's where you come in. If somebody comes in and says, look, Ed, and we're talking to Ed Jekyll, by the way, from Prudential Joseph R. Carucci Real Estate. Ed, I want to buy a home, but I know absolutely nothing about it. And quite frankly, I'm a little bit scared because it's a scary proposition to me. You actually will walk somebody through the whole home buying process.
You have to. You got to sit them down right off the bat and find out, what are they qualified for? Are you working now? What is your income level? What are your debts?
Mm-hmm.
Can you afford a home? What kind of home can you afford? And then you start looking at, well, what are you looking at long term? Where do you want to be school-wise? Where do you work? How long do you want to spend on your commute to work? What do you need right now for your family? What are you going to need in another 5 years for your family?
Mm.
You know, are you first-time homebuyer? Are you newly married? Are you thinking about having kids? Well, they don't really come into the picture until five years down the road. There's so many things to look at.
A lot goes into it. How do people get a hold of you? How do they find out if they want to, you know, if they want to look into home ownership, finally make that step? How do they get a hold of you?
Prudential Carucci Real Estate, 733-0463. Just give a call. We'll walk them through the entire process.
Business must be good. You're always smiling when you come in.
Business is good. In comparison to the rest of the country, business is real good.
It's good, and that's nice to hear. And I throw that question out there. Why? Maybe that will be our new slogan. Maybe that's, you know, just kind of the new slogan for Utica. Why not Utica?
Why not?
Why not Utica?
You know, Bank of Utica says You know, they tell you all the things that are in Utica and then the Bank of Utica, too. I think it's a great commercial.
Well, see, I think this, all the things that are in Utica and this show, too.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely,
all right.
Mike.
If no one else is going to promote it, I will. Ed Jekyll from Prudential Joseph R. Carucci Real Estate, thank you for coming in. We'll probably check in with you in a few months when things start to heat up a little
bit. Anytime, Mike. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Ed. Take care.